I'm going to speak today on a topic that is, I can safely say, in one of my areas of particular expertise, namely, worry. We can throw anxiety in there too. And I claim expertise not because I've mastered every fear, but because I've become very highly experienced with worry and anxiety in my own mind and heart over the course of my life. Well, without a doubt, worry and anxiety are a couple of the biggest, if not the biggest, obstacles to our living the life that God wants us to live. I also think they are the biggest waste of time and energy, and the worst enemy of joy. Plus, when we spend so much of ourselves on worry and anxiety, we get so distracted and we have less of ourselves to give to God. So worry and anxiety, it's just a lose, lose, lose reality. And maybe some people do have less anxiety than other people. Maybe some, by their nature, are less prone to worry. But I'm pretty sure that everyone has at least some little bit of anxiety in their life, in one form or another. People worry about their kids and grandkids. People worry about their job, their performance. People worry about the weather. People worry about political situations. People worry about being accepted by their peers or by people they admire. People worry about having enough. People worry about wheat prices. People worry about their health or the health of a loved one. People worry about troubled relationships or family strife. People worry about whether their team will win the big game. I rest my case. I could go on, but I'm going to stop. Well, clearly the Lord Jesus does not want us to be all wrapped up in worry. He doesn't want our lives to be fraught with anxiety. He wants us to be able to trust in our Heavenly Father just as He trusted. Completely, without any worry, without any anxiety. So I'd like to just offer some practical ways that we can help ourselves overcome worry and anxiety and grow in our level of trust. The first thing is to strive to be aware. I don't know if this happens to you, but sometimes I just get full throttle into thinking about something, worrying about something, and I don't even realize what I'm doing. And then something sort of clicks and I think, whoa, I need to just slow down here and trust in God. So the first thing really is being aware, trying to be conscious of when we're slipping into a worrisome or anxious state. And in those moments, we can actually tell ourselves, say out loud, I am not trusting in God in this moment. I am worrying. I need to trust in God. Secondly, remember. Remember. The fact that we are here, the fact that you and I exist in the present moment, is visible proof. It's tangible evidence that God has always provided for us through the course of our life. That God has never, not once, abandoned us. And even though we went through times that were painful or traumatic, God brought us through. And God used those things to make us stronger. So remember, that's the second thing. Keep in mind that God has a good track record in our life of always providing for us, always being there. Third, look to Scripture. And maybe even memorize a few verses that exhort us to trust in God. Psalm 131. Like a child has rest in its mother's arms, even so my soul rests in the Lord. Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Or today's first reading from Isaiah, even if a mother should forget her child, I will not forget you, says the Lord. Or Proverbs 3, rely not on your own understanding, but trust in the Lord with all your heart. Or today's gospel, or any number of passages in the Bible that really exhort us, encourage us to trust in God. Or we can look at the examples of so many of the characters, the people that we learn about in the scriptures, people who trusted God and were never disappointed. Fourth, read the lives of the saints. These were real people like you and I who learned how not to allow worry and fear and anxiety dominate their life. So we can read about their lives. We can read some of the things they wrote. They can teach us how to trust in God. So we should avail ourselves of those teachings. Five, be thankful. Gratitude is a great help to just about everything that ails us. Even physical sickness or infirmity, times of discouragement, gratitude is a tremendous help. When we remain in a spirit of gratitude to God for everything in our life, including life itself, we get less concerned about being left without enough. And we might even start to learn that having less is usually a blessing. Six, pray before an image of the divine mercy, like the ones that you took home at the end of November, or before a crucifix, and simply repeat the simple prayer, Jesus, I trust in you. It's even written at the bottom of the image, in case you forget the words. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. I often give that as a penance in confession. I'll say, take a rosary, and on every bead of the rosary, pray, Jesus, I trust in you. It works. It just works. Seven, make a deliberate act of entrustment. You catch yourself worrying about something, come before the Lord and just say, Lord, I give this to you. This concern I have, I've been worried about it, I don't know what's going to happen. I put it in your hands. And let go. And don't take it back. But make a deliberate act where you just say, Lord, I entrust this specific thing to you. Eight, finally, take a deep breath. Take a few deep breaths. And relax. Spend some time in quiet, just living in the present moment. The reality is, we don't have control of the future. We don't know what lies ahead. And, you know, most of what happens is beyond our control. But we can get so caught up in worrying about the future that we don't even live in the present moment. So if we just kind of take a moment of quiet and recognize the Lord's presence with us, it can go a long way to helping dispel worries and anxieties. There, I've just given you eight weapons for your arsenal against fear and worry and anxiety. We don't have to be slaves of those things. We don't have to let worry and anxiety dominate our lives. They don't even really have to be present at all. But sometimes they come up. I do think it's one of the things that the enemy does to try to get us in his hold. But we have a lot of different things that we can do to combat those worries and anxieties. And maybe we'll end up being like the birds of the air or the wildflowers in the field that don't really spend much time on worry or concern, because they know that the Lord will always, always provide.